as the Kimmel thing, which really looked like a debacle yesterday. But
it was,
I tell you,
a debacle.
They seemed like they made people happy in the end. I don't know. At least we don't have the volume of email we had yesterday morning. This was like a clearinghouse for angry people that had tried to go to Kimmel. And did you catch this? Somebody took a shot at us at Radio Row yesterday.
Yeah, I read that.
Drew and Mike, heads up on hack radio stations slamming you guys. The guy on the other side of the wall from me was listening to The Drive around 3:30 yesterday, and he, the host in that time slot, was saying the Kimmel show was overbooked, like you guys were talking about. But he added the smart-ass comment that, once again, we can thank Drew and Mike for screwing it up for everybody else.
Oh, yeah, we screwed up the whole Jimmy Kimmel show.
We gave away two sets of tickets.
You believe that?
And the Kimmel people said they had 25,000 requests before they even got here.
Absolutely.
So I don't know what the hell
this jackass
is talking about.
Not to mention the place holds 300 now with the television show installed. And now we find that Comcast gave away 200 passes every single night.
So
give me a break.
Yeah, chill.
That was a cheap shot.
Yeah, that is a cheap shot. Bev in Lincoln Park said, I went to Jimmy Kimmel Tuesday night, got in as far as the ESPN VIP level. Did not get into a seat, though. Got to stand in the Pontiac garage upstairs. Lots of free adult beverages and food. Could have been worse. The great part is that Eric Hippel got snubbed? Eric didn't seem to like it one bit.
Oh, yeah.
We did see Jimmy during the music party, came out for a meet and greet. Could have been worse, but again, seeing his show still seems impossible. Great time in downtown Detroit, though. Also, David Alan Greer came back with lots of blonde bimbos hanging on him for whatever reason. He was there Tuesday night, too. That's from Bev. Well, keep them coming. Drew Mike at WRIF.com. We'll have the monologue after this.
Drew and Mike in the morning.
What's your favorite radio station?
101 W.
Listen close.
I like it.
Well, what do you know? Jimmy Kimmel finds himself at the center of another storm last night.
Oh, man.
Here he is. Here's from the monologue. Jimmy Kimmel live from the State Theater last night.
If you live here in Detroit, you probably heard we had some trouble last night because a lot of people who had tickets to the show couldn't get in. The line outside was just slightly shorter than the line outside Paris Hilton's hotel room.
It really
what
a visual.
Bad, yeah. We honestly did. That happened. I don't want to single anybody out because ultimately it's my show, it's my responsibility, but we hired this guy named Michael Brown to handle the ticket request. And they said he was good. I guess he's the run FEMA or something. He's right. But he screwed up, and I apologize. Our strategy while we're here is to screw something up every day so I have something new to apologize for each night.
I don't know what could happen. Who knows what will happen tonight? You have to understand.
This is a totally new experience for us. We've never dealt with a situation where people want to see the show. Usually, like the overflow from the Price is Right or something. The good news, though, is everyone who didn't get in last night, Oprah's giving you a car. So, congratulations.
Actually, we are doing something. We're having a party after the show tonight. You guys are all going to be there,
That's
too.
Right.
Dick, you have to be there. Cleo, you guys all have to be there for the people who didn't get in last night. And then tomorrow, we will have a party for whoever didn't get into that party and is that mad.
Yes,
by the way, I don't know what's going on with the local news around here. I am being chased like a criminal everywhere I go.
This
Some
is crazy
on
right
Fox
here.
Last night. I don't know who this person is, nor did I have any idea that he wanted to talk to me. How is this news?
My producer still needs a story, and Jimmy Kimmel won't talk to me, so will you play the role of Jimmy Kimmel?
I'll see what I can do.
Jimmy, why did you say that bad joke about Detroit that got everybody riled up?
Oh, man, put me on the spot. What bad joke?
Yeah, well, who knew that?
I know the weather is unseasonably warm here, but who knew I would get such a nice tan here in Detroit? So no news is Fox News, I guess.
And ouch.
Ouch. Ooh,
that was lame, too, by the way. That, you know what I mean?
For the real celebrities, kind of weak. Big celebrity parties in town. Eminem, Shady Records, they have a hip-hop party. Snoop Dogg has a party with, like, Penthouse Magazine. Martha Stewart Living is hosting a rave.
Wow.
She puts nutmeg in the ecstasy. Delicious. There are more celebrities. They're bringing them by the busload every day. In fact, our very own parking lot security guard, Guillermo, is on his way here in a Pontiac G6 convertible right now. We have one of these satellite telephones you see normally used in the war. And, oh, there he is, accompanied by two lovely ladies. Singer-songwriter,
man, I want one of those phones.
Yeah.
University student Bree Medley. We picked Bree up on the way. We picked her up in Pullman, Washington. Where are you guys right now?
Jimmy, we are in Idaho.
You're in Idaho. Are you having fun?
Yeah, we're having fun, Jimmy.
Uh-huh. Guillermo, you've never seen snow before, have you?
No, Jimmy, this is the first time.
This is the first time, and are you enjoying it?
Yeah, Jimmy, I like it.
Guillermo, have you made any snow angels yet? Have you learned how to do that?
Yeah, early. This lady
is
teaching me.
Yeah, let's just skip through this part.
Yeah, that's actually a lame bit. It's pretty much, okay, Jimmy.
I mean, good for Pontiac.
Yeah,
but,
and all that, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Lame.
Wow, what a fine use of technology that was. Our president, President Bush, he gave his State of the Union address last night. He only mispronounced 36 words. He's really getting good. I'm so proud of him. The whole government shows up for this. Everybody in the government's there. And there's so much self-congratulation. There's so much applauding. I'm amazed that the president was able to get a word in. Look at this.
Mr. Speaker, distinguished guests and fellow citizens, tonight we...
I hate to say the State of the Union address for that very reason.
Yeah. It's so weird. Half the room spends a night standing up, the other half spends a night sitting down. God, the look on Hillary's face coming up. Look at McCain clapping like a mad fool.
And on like that for about, I don't know, 2 hours.
This shot of Hillary coming up is, oh,
you
what a bitch.
See it when he plays the Apollo, it really gets crazy. The president injected a little bit of humor into the proceeding. I guess his dad and President Clinton have become close. They're doing some charity work together. And the president used that to try to maybe close the widening gap between the Democrats and Republicans. I'm not sure that it worked, though.
This year, the first of about 78 million baby boomers turned 60, including two of my dad's favorite people. Me and President Clinton.
Shot at
Look
Hillary.
At Hillary. Look at that face.
Ooh,
that is enough to stop a truck. Whew. What a bitch.
By the way, that is the face that caused a man to lure an intern under his desk.
Amen. Amen.
Heard about that? Actually, that was a short version. Here's how the whole thing went.
This year, the first of about 78 million baby boomers turned 60, including two of my dad's favorite people, me and President Clinton.
Yep, there's the shot of the beast.
Look at that bitch.
Yeah, they managed to splice in a couple of winks.
Yeah, man.
Oh.
That's it.
All right, there you go. The monologue from Jimmy Kimmel.
Well,
what a lineup they had is Rob Schneider.
Oh, man.
Who, it's funny, we were on Radio Row yesterday at the Rensen trying to get some stuff for this morning, and Rob Schneider was supposed to be down there. And they said he was too... I guess he actually started down Radio Row, and then they said he got sick, and he couldn't finish. And I mean, he only had to do like an hour, but he couldn't complete his tour. So
what was he sick with?
I don't know. He was sent on his way, but I it's funny because I was watching him last night looking for signs of illness naturally.
Yeah.
I got a feeling he was sick of doing radio interviews.
No question about it, because he was not sick on that show. God, David Spade is so funny.
I know, he
is. This guy is just so funny, just naturally funny.
Yeah, he